VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. More than 150 people have been killed. Hundreds more are missing Sunday after a cyclone swept through southeastern Africa. The United Nations estimates more than 1.5 million people in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe were affected by the storm. Tens of thousands of people have been cut off from roads and telephones in mainly poor rural areas. The cyclone made landfall Thursday near a coastal city of Beira, Mozambique, with winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour. The storm then moved west into Malawi and Zimbabwe. The UN said about 122 people had died in Mozambique and Malawi. Zimbabwean officials on Sunday confirmed 65 deaths. U.S.-backed forces fighting to recapture the last Islamic State group outpost in Syria admitted on Sunday they are facing difficulties defeating the extremists. They say they are being slowed by mines, tunnels, and concerns about harming women and children who are living among the militants. In New Zealand, some of the bodies of the 50 people killed in Friday's massacre at two mosques are now being turned over to their families so they can be buried according to Muslim tradition. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said all of the bodies will be returned by Wednesday with the help of disaster victim identification experts who have arrived from Australia. Police have met with leaders of the Muslim community to help them to understand the lengthy autopsy process necessary for a criminal investigation, because it's traditional in Islam to bury a body within 24 hours after death. Police have accused a 28-year-old Australian Brenton Tarrant of carrying out the horrific attack. This is VOA News. Facebook says it's continuing to work to remove all video of the mass shooting in New Zealand, which the shooter live-streamed on Friday. The company said it is currently working to remove even edited versions of the original video, which do not contain graphic content. Ethiopians held funerals Sunday for the 17 citizens killed in a fatal plane crash last week. But the caskets were largely empty, as only sparse remains were found at the crash site. The 17 Ethiopian victims were among 157 people killed when the Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed last week. Preliminary information has been recovered from the airline flight data recorder. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Ethiopia's transport minister says data from the black box shows clear similarities with an October crash involving the same kind of aircraft in Indonesia. The Federal Aviation Administration has previously said satellite tracking data show the movements of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 were similar to those of Lion Air Flight 610. Both planes, Boeing 737 MAX 8s, flew with erratic altitude changes that could indicate the pilot's struggle to control the aircraft. Suspicions have emerged that faulty sensors and software may have played a role in the crashes. I'm Ben Thomas.
The International Organization for Migration reports Latin America has displaced previous record holder, the Mediterranean Sea, as the deadliest route for migrants in the world. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
International Organization for Migration spokesman Joel Millman says since February 1st, 79 deaths have been reported along this route. He says this is nearly three times higher than the numbers reported in the Mediterranean. He agrees the rise in deaths is a consequence of increased migration from Latin American countries to the United States. He tells VOA the journey has become more dangerous because of greater reliance by refugees and migrants on smugglers to transport them to the U.S. border.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin will travel to Crimea on Monday to mark the fifth anniversary of Moscow's annexation of the Black Sea Peninsula from Ukraine, which has been condemned by the West but celebrated by most Russians. A Kremlin statement on Sunday said Putin would visit the peninsula and its largest city, Sevastopol, to attend celebrations marking 5 years since Crimea, quote, rejoined Russia. The Russian leader will also take part in a ceremony opening a new power station. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.